Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, it's Gregory. And I am about to start an impromptu Facebook Live. I, as you know, rarely do these except when I'm doing my show on Sunday, you know, from noon to 2 p.m., the Gregory Niesman Show, special delivery, underdog stuff. We get personal about the news and the culture, but that's not what we're doing tonight. Well, kind of, but bear with me. So, literally, I got home tonight and at my, well, not my doorstep, because I don't really have a doorstep. I live in an apartment building. But where they put all the packages, there's some packages. And you'll see there's some packages right behind me. And it's a part of this whole thing that I've been up to. You know, creating this company called Underdog Stuff. Creating the show, the Gregory Niesman Show. Fight for underdogs. We discover how special we are in the world. And, you know, hoping that we can get to a place where underdogs go to contenders, to champs, then to legends, and that we support each other along the way. But all that being said, I'm about to open up these boxes because they're test shipments of the first ever merchandise that I'm creating that's going to be branded Underdog Stuff, branded the Gregory Niesman Show, and all part of the website that I'm going to be launching, just all part of the journey. So, you know, oftentimes they say, it takes 10 years to become an overnight success. And while I think it's always cool to see people when they made it, and whatever we define by making it, but I also think it's cool to acknowledge the stuff that happens along the way. And so I'm like, hey, we're going to share. We're going to do this together. I don't even know how this stuff is going to look inside the boxes, but we're going to unbox it together and see what the Gregory Niesman Show and Underdog Stuff first ever merchandise looks like. We got stuff. We about to do this together. Unbox this stuff. I feel like we should have some music playing or something just to get us in the mood in the background. Shout out to anybody who's joined. I see Darren, my cousin, Miss Karen, who's a new radio star. And hey, Luna, what's up? Is watching too. Shout out to everybody. So we're going to open these together because for the first time ever, I have some stuff that has the brand that I've been working on, the stuff I've been putting a lot of work into. A lot of you guys know I have a show on Sundays. So some Saturdays, instead of being out, hanging out and chilling, I'm in this crib here putting together a show and figuring out what to say and hoping to bring you guys an awesome show. So, OMG. Look at this. It's crazy. Hopefully next month, folks will be able to actually go online to gregorynieswitz.com, which I'm working on launching the site, and you'll be able to get stuff like this. It's the first time I've ever seen what I've been working on actually like come to life. Like it's a reality. So here's one of the mugs, the Gregory Niesman Show with Underdog Stuff on it, because the Underdog Stuff company is the big idea, and the Gregory Niesman Show is just one of the things that comes out of the Underdog Stuff. So that's one thing. So let's open something else. Shout out to, as I'm trying to read these things, I normally don't do Facebook Live this way, so I'm not even used to this. I normally have the computer open and everything like that. D says, dope, I appreciate you. Let's open another box. Let's see what's on and popping. I gotta take a sip of water. This is so weird. You would think I'd be used to being on camera. But normally when I'm on camera, it's because I'm actually hosting a show. And this is like totally different than that. Woo! And we have the other mug. Look at this. Yo. For all those entrepreneurs out there, for all the folks who are way ahead of me on this journey that I'm on, now I know how you felt that first time that something was just a thought in your head. And like that's all you had was just an idea. And then you started putting some pen to paper, then you started, you know, you started to like make it a reality. And then all of a sudden, it starts to become real. And the cool thing about these is that, for one, just being able to make my parents proud and us have our family name on something out there in the world, it just means a lot to me. One of the first things I'm going to do now that I've seen this test shipment is I just can't wait to share these with my parents. That's one thing. And I'm going to have these up on the site and folks will be able to buy them. And really the money I make from it will, for one, pay for the cost of having it made. But for two, it'll go towards some of the cost of producing the show. So as a lot of you know, I'm on a public radio station. I don't get paid for the show. But the goal is that things like this will help raise money for the production costs, to help pay money for the donations that we make to the public radio station to make sure that it's even there so we can do shows. And hopefully over time, I look to want to add some college interns or some youth that live here in Harlem. And some of the proceeds from selling this stuff will also go towards stipends for them with transportation and lunch and things like that as I start to bring on some youth and have them be part of this experience. So this is cool. Like, we're seeing this all together for the first time. D says also, happy for you, man. Hey, I appreciate you. Reading another comment, Karen says, good stuff. Thank you. A part of me is trying to hold back even tearing up because I'm on camera and I didn't plan to be crying or anything like that. But it's a big deal to me. I'm still always grateful and touched that someone being me who didn't think that people would even want to listen or hear from me would now, a little over a year later, have a show that's growing. I'm now writing articles that people read and share and comment on, and to now have like the idea of being something that's even like tangible. We can touch it, we can feel it. So it's cool. And I have one more box here, which I think is just more mugs, more test shipment. But we got t-shirts coming and things like that. So I just wanted to share this moment and still trying not to cry during this moment right here, but and I think these are just more test shipment stuff. Oh yeah, so just another test shipment. This was the Underdog stuff where it has what the company does, which I do business consulting, leadership coaching, community programming. Then I have one that has just the logo itself, then one that has a show. So yeah, man, it's real out here. I never thought I'd be so happy to see some coffee mugs. And Karen says the magic of manifestation. Yeah, it's true. I'm telling you, man, October of 2016, none of this shit existed. And like a little over a year later, we just getting started. And I'm grateful. Shout out to anybody who happens to see this or seeing this. I appreciate you. While we're here, what y'all got going on? Speaking of Karen says manifestation, people got dreams, they got ideas. What idea do you got going on in your head right now that you're about to start to get to work on that you're going to have happen in 2018? I posted something today, actually. It was a quote by Warren Buffett. I'll see if I can pull it up on my laptop, which was crazy. Because this quote meant a lot to me today, and it means even more now that this stuff came in. And come on, internet, and come on, Facebook Live. I'm looking for this quote I posted on my Facebook page. I probably posted on my Instagram page too. And that was this quote by Warren Buffett, and it goes a little something like this. He says, "Someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago." And it reminds me of the tree for this. The tree for this was planted back in 2016. And today, to use the Warren Buffett quote, what I planted in 2016, I'm sitting in the shade right now. And it's kind of cool. I just saw Tina might have just popped on. Shout out to Tina Dixon, Angela Harden, the folks at the WHCR 90.3 FM, the Voice of Harlem. They gave me the home, the launching pad for, I got too many mugs here, for this show. It's cool to have a show, but you got to have a place to record it, a place to create it, a place to get it to the people. And it wouldn't happen without WHCR 90.3 FM, the Voice of Harlem. And that's just the name of the station. That's not about the people who run it and the people who make it happen. They are Tina and Angela. And so I'm grateful for them. I mean, yo, I'm like a kid on Christmas. I got a show in New York City in Harlem. I live in Harlem. And now I got mugs with stuff on them. That's crazy. And I'm gonna attempt to get through this without crying, and it would be tears of joy, but that wasn't the plan. I just wanted to show you guys that it's here now. And I gotta give a shout out to Tina. Says, hey, grateful for you too. Hey, you know I'm grateful for you too. And also I gotta give a shout out to Asha Davis. Because she was one of the first people to believe enough in the show that she would actually be a producer and then eventually a co-host. And she's also a friend. And back in December 2016, the month after the show launched, she got me this mug as a gift, as a celebration that I actually was, that I had a show, that I made it happen. And it's cool that now a year later, or a little over a year later, this one mug no longer lives by itself. Shout out to Asha Davis for believing in me, believing in the show, believing in Underdog stuff. And she knows I've always and continue to believe in her. And I'm just, it's cool. Asha, look, this is now this, and now this, and now this. But yeah, that's all I just wanted to share. Thank you, Tina. I see you say awesome. But yeah, I'm going to get up out of here before I start crying on air. But again, to all the underdogs, to all my people, all my fam, all my friends, and to some of the people who I don't even know them. I just know them through this thing, some of the things I do. Thank you. And more to come. We'll, as soon as I have this stuff up on the site and up and running, I'll let you know, and hopefully you'll support it, because it's actually, anything I make from this will go towards the cost of making it, the cost of producing the show, and go towards a contribution I make to the public radio station, WATR 90.3 FM, the Voice of Harlem. We in here. So shout out to all the underdogs, and shout out to all the people who are down with the overall company, and shout out to all the folks that tune into the Gregory Neesmith Show live every Sunday, noon to 2 p.m. on WHCR 90.3 FM, the Voice of Harlem. And it's also a podcast available on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on iTunes, Podomatic, Google Play, Stitcher. All the places you love to listen to podcasts. That's how we roll. So yeah, more to come. But I'm about to sign out. Unless folks have any shout-outs or anything they want me to say, what are you going to be making happen in 2018? Or the Warren Buffett quote I posted today says, someone is sitting in the shade today because of something, because someone planted a tree a long time ago. Someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago. Who's planting a tree today? So they can be in the shade in 2019, or be in the shade in 2020, or be in the shade in 2021. This looks like it happened overnight, but it didn't. This tree got planted back in 2016. And it's just getting to this point. But we just getting started. Just getting started. Wait, where can you get the mugs? Tina, I'm glad you asked that. So the mugs are coming out soon. I'm about to launch my site in April. So GregoryNeesmith.com is going to be my website where I'll have all my content, all my videos, all the podcasts from the live show, all the articles I've been writing, but also I'll have all this merchandise up there. So by next month, folks will be able to like literally go get these. And yeah, it's going to be cool. Like any money I make is going to go towards production of the show and then also contributions to WACR 90.3 FM. So yeah, coming soon. coming soon. Folks will be able to get this. But Tina Dixon, Angela Harden, because you're on a home of the Gregory Neesmith Show, you don't have to worry about it. I will get you one. I'll get Angela one. And as soon as I get some extra ones in, I'll bring them in and drop them off to you. You two do so much for me. You guys get the inside. Get the hook up. You know, hook y'all up. And then, of course, I'm going to hook my parents up. I can't wait to show this and give this to my mom and dad. And sipping some coffee with our family name on it. So, all right. I think I'm about to sign off in a second. Oh, hey, Tina says she's planting trees. Okay, I ain't mad at you. I know you be planting them trees. I'm just happy to see you back and up and about and doing your thing. You got a brother nervous. I don't want to think about a world without Miss Tina Dixon in it. So I'm glad that you are back at it, and I'm glad that you're planting trees because we get to be in the shade too going forward. So yeah, I'm out because now I feel like I'm rambling and I'm excited, and I want to go have a moment and just let it sink in, because I feel like while I'm on Facebook Live, I just need to keep talking, and I just want to just have a moment to take it all in. Whew. Underdog Stuff. It's my new company. Fighting for underdogs to rediscover how special we are in the world. Helping underdogs go from stuck to unstuck to growth. Business consulting. Leadership coaching, community programming, and the home of the Gregory Neesmith Show, the Underdog Stuff Writes article series, and much, much more to come. All right, y'all, I appreciate you. We out. I'm going to go have a little private moment now and also call my parents. I'll talk to y'all later. Peace.